Yo, what up, what up,
yo,
what up,
yo,
what up?
Yo,
this
yo,
is
yo,
the super
yo,
fresh
yo,
experience.
Yo.
What's good, bro?
It's not just a podcast,
what's
bro.
Good,
what
what's
up,
good,
brother?
What's good?
We
what's good?
Are
what's good?
Back for another.
Yes,
are
people, what's good? Y'all missed us?
What up?
We missed y'all.
Let's get this going.
Oh, you already,
you already know.
You already know.
You already know. I'll let you do that. Oh. And we filled up. We filled
up
today.
A refresh.
A refresh.
Nice weather outside. 60-something.
Rolly sleeves up. Let's get this going. Yo, it's mad nice outside. This is that New York weather, man. We it's so funny. We started like this last time. I love that. That's why we love New York.
We love New York.
Yo, that New York weather, man. That New York
vibe, man.
Make you feel good. You know, soon it get nice outside, the first thing I do is roll the windows down and blast Will Smith Summertime.
Already?
Already. It was nice as hell today, yo.
Yeah,
I blast that shit like.
It was.
Because it was so nice, yo.
I'm here for it. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. This is what I love. I love the seasons here. So, yo.
Yep. You already know.
All right. Yeah, man. What's this? Hold on. I smell like an apple in there or something like that. What is this?
Yo, chill, my
man. Yo.
Yo.
You already know. If y'all probably look, he was looking at me the whole
That's
time.
That's why I was waiting. I wanted to see his reaction.
Yeah, because we usually drinking Jack, Gentleman
Jack.
So
I switched
Jack.
It up. So I'm a big advocate of Total Wine, bro. I go there.
Okay.
Love Total Wine. And I be listening to the employees. So mm-hmm. I ask them, like, yo, what's the next best thing to X, Y, and Z? So mm-hmm. I told him, like, yo, what's the next best thing to Jack or whatever? He's like, try this.
Crown? Nope. Is it Crown?
Nope. I'll tell you later.
It's good, though.
It's good.
It's good. No, it definitely is good.
It's good.
It smells apple, though. It's like an apple.
It's a little citrus in there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I smell that.
I think it's a little citrus.
As soon as I poured it, I was like, why I smell like that? But it's good, though. It's definitely good. I like that.
It's very smooth. Very smooth.
Very smooth. Very. This is lights, but this is the taste good, where all of a sudden you keep pouring. And pouring, and next thing you know, you in them cups.
And you in your feelings.
You in your cup and your feelings.
In your feelings.
All right, so let's get this started up. So, first of all, like, share, subscribe.
Always.
Do all
Always.
Those things, please. Please, Always. Do all that good stuff. But we've been reading y'all comments,
Ooh.
Yo. People be coming at you.
Listen, this is what we like, though. We need this.
Yo, y'all
we
be coming
this.
At him hard sometimes.
I actually think the last one was for you, my boy. I think you
what?
Might want to go check the last comment. I think
which one?
Was, I think somebody was. I said I was gonna bounce. You said you was. Did I say I was gonna stay? Or do you? Say
no, you said you was out.
Yeah, they said whoever's gonna stay is a fool.
No. You right? said you were gonna stay because you was like, "Yo, why I'm leaving for? I got my nut." Remember?
Okay.
And then that's when they was coming at you. They
oh,
like,
right,
well,
right,
just
right.
know
okay.
if you stay, somebody else going to be doing it. Da, 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 da.
Okay. We leave. Well, listen. We here for it. We love constructive criticism.
That's right.
We here for it. We need your feedback. Help us. Tell us what you want to talk, what us to talk about. And we're going to go live soon.
Yes.
We're going to go live soon.
Yes. We got to do
that. Stay tuned.
We're
going to go live. Take everybody's questions. This is going to be a real good, maybe spring, right around
spring, a couple of weeks. Yeah,
maybe.
A couple of weeks, give us some time, and then we get in there and do a live, yo.
Let's go.
That's just going to be
Let's
fun.
Go.
Let's go. Wonder what the comments is going to be like,
Woo!
What people going to say
Let's
then.
Let's go.
All right, so let's start this up with a question. So the question is, and this is to you, right?
Okay.
And it's going to go into more stuff, but it's, what do you expect? Because you're not married yet, right?
Right.
Right? So you're not married yet, but when you do get married.
Well, let's not say yet, because who said I want to get married?
He may not be getting married at all.
But go ahead.
But we don't know. But let's say if you do get married,
mm-hmm.
what do you expect from your wife? Like, what do you expect her to do?
Besides, that she wasn't doing before we got married?
Let me say this right. Do you expect her to work?
Of course.
Do you expect her to clean the house?
Hold on.
So that's the questions. Do you expect her to work, clean the house, take care of the kids?
I don't expect her to do anything.
Okay, so go ahead. You explain. From your wife. And you can't say we don't expect. Everyone expects something from the other person.
Okay,
in the relationship.
I don't.
But what do you expect?
So I guess the traditional, you know.
Yes.
I think we kind of established a little bit. I'm a little bit more progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I wouldn't expect to come home and have a home cooked meal for me.
Okay.
I'm cool. Okay. Like picking up some takeout. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or she like, yo, babe, I'm tired tonight. All right, cool. I'm gonna go down and make a sandwich. It's no big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm not coming home expecting anything.
Okay.
Except
okay.
your love.
Okay.
Your affection.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I would be expecting. I guess in reality, like you said, I guess we all expect something.
We expect something. So I guess that's what my question is. What do you, and this is, you know, I don't want to offend anybody, but what do you think your role and her role is? Meaning when she comes home, let's say y'all both worked, do you expect her to start cooking?
No,
or
I don't.
You don't expect cooking?
I don't.
Because you don't expect her to, let's say with the kids, doing homework. Do you expect everything to be, we both work and do this together? Or do you feel like this person should do this, this person should do that?
I'm going to tell you.
Let me just give you an example.
Okay.
Garbage. I don't expect her to take the garbage out.
Okay.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I now have a son that's 14. He's going to take the garbage out.
Okay.
But before that, I wouldn't expect her to do that. That's something I'm going to do.
Right.
That's what I mean. And that's a traditional role.
Right.
So
that's cool.
How do you feel about that? Like, what do you expect to be done?
I'll give you the example for the cooking dinner.
Okay.
How however you want to think about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to figure out how your day was, how your day's going to know. So I'm gonna know ahead of time before.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're texting all day.
Right. So we already communicating.
Yeah.
She already gonna hit me with the bait. Yo, I might need you to hold it down today. All right, cool. I'm going to the crib. What you want? Of course she's gonna hit you with the I don't know, because none of y'all women know what y'all want to eat. Y'all complain that you're hungry, but that's a whole nother topic. A whole nother topic. But so I think we will establish that. Prior to that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you got to establish it. I don't think you expect your wife to come home, help the kids with the homework, and cook dinner, and do blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then you come home and expect all of that to be done. So then what are you doing? Okay. What's your role?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's how I think I would move about it.
So you won't expect anything. You're gonna look at what her day is to do that.
Right.
But how about what your day is? Like, I guess my question is, do you
it's
look 50, at...
It's 50, for
both,
50, right.
It's 50-50. It's both sides.
So if I'm gonna hit her like, yo, baby, kind of crazy day today. You already know I might get off kind of late. I might need you to hold it down. I got you. Okay. Same thing. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So you're more that 50-50.
Right.
We kind of work together thing, which is cool. I hear that, but I don't think... Sometimes in reality that kind of works. What if you get off late, or what if you have multiple jobs, you know? You're doing, you know?
Yeah, but that's life, bro. You got to make it work.
Okay.
That's what the partnership is there for.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the trials and tribulations that you have, you have to make it work out together. So, yes, I might have to work two jobs. But
so
we're going to make time for each other.
I'm saying
across the board. There's regardless of the roadblocks, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to drive over the roadblocks, bro.
That's a fact. But I sometimes think that those traditional roles kind of are important sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I think that sometimes you have to have
structure
because then you're all over the place. I thought you were cooking. Oh no, you were cooking, and now ain't nobody eating nothing.
But I don't.
You got.
I disagree with that.
And you got kids.
I disagree with that. You're two grown adults, bro. There's no reason that I communicate. And okay, fine. So that may be the case. You might have a miscommunication here or there.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be something that's a periodic thing that's happening all the time. Then y'all have more issues to worry about than who's cooking dinner. If y'all can't communicate that multiple times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I get what you're saying.
I think that
you need
traditional.
I want structure.
I want to say I'm taking the garbage out. I want to say, okay, you're doing the cooking. The reason why I came up with this question from the beginning was because women sometimes feel that, you know, I do all of this. I come in, I work all day, right? Then after I work all day, then I got to come home. I cook, clean, and do stuff with the kids. And then you want me to do my wifely duties on top of that. right? So is that fair to that woman to have to do all of that? Then on the opposite side, it's like you have worked all day, just like she did, but let's say you have extra jobs, you're doing whatever. So you're busting your ass all day and then you want to come home, have some food, and get some ass. So is it her position to have to do this? Does this become now a chore to her where this is another thing that she has to do? I got to please this dude. And that's what you start falling into.
Right.
So again, like you said, it's a delicate balance. It's a delicate balance of both. But that's when I say structure and what you're doing. And it doesn't mean to be traditional. Like, okay, if she wants to take out the garbage, you got the garbage. You're doing that. I'm cooking. I'm the cook of this house. So I'm going to cook. I feel like that's what needs to be done. There needs to be a structure of what they do. This is what you do. And this is what I do. All over the place for me. I don't think it works.
I mean, all right, cool. You look at it as being all over the place. I look at it being more open-minded about the situation. I mean, I don't see how it could be a negative thing. I don't see anything negative about it, but
it's also each its own.
Right. Exactly.
That may not work for y'all. That may work.
It might not even work for her. That, you know what I'm saying? Like it might be something that I'm used to. And that's a whole nother thing now. So it goes back to, what if I'm used to one thing, she does another thing. You got to compromise.
Got to compromise when you know, in a relationship. Now, whatever she does, and you know, holidays is a big thing. Who's going to whose house during the holidays? You know, that's a huge thing, which we talked about. You know what I'm saying? You have to start alternating, especially when you get kids. Now it's real. Now it's like, yo, whose house we going to? So, all right. Let's keep going here. So I got another question. Still in the wife thing. Well, not even in the wife thing. Let's move over to, I was looking at this meme, right? And this woman said that she will make a dude that she doesn't want no type of relationship with or anything like that, just some dude that come up to her and she meet in the club that she don't really care about, she'll give it up to him immediately, that night, the next day, whatever. But a dude that she likes and wants to be with, she'll make him wait. Do you think that's fair? And we kind of touched on this, but do you think that's fair?
So
you the dude that she like.
So she's playing with, I don't want to say she's playing with, what?
so this is what she said.
So me and, wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So me and her been rocking? How is this situation playing out?
Okay, so.
Like, where do I, because I can't.
Where do you
there's,
fit in?
There's a couple of ways you, I can answer this
you,
question.
She's talking to you.
Right.
But you not getting none.
And then I find out that she
let's not even say that. Okay. Let's say she tells you that. She's like, oh, no, you know, before you, I slept with whoever. I slept with this guy.
Right.
But yet she's got you still waiting.
Oh, nah. I'm cool with the wait, though. There's a
cool
reason.
With the
yeah, I'm cool, with,
cool
the
with the
wait.
Yeah. Because you feel like.
Because that means she's putting the effort in. You know what I'm saying? So if she's willing to put in the effort, then I'm willing to wait.
All right. I mean, we talked about this before. I'm not fucking waiting, but
we
talked about this before, but it just was funny to see that, because she's just like, those dudes that mean nothing to her, she'll give it up. But the dude that means something to her, she's not. It just didn't sit right with me. It did, you know what I'm saying? It sounds crazy.
Like, it's the same time. It's the same way when you're a single person and you have multiple people that you're dealing with at a time, and we all have those certain people that text you and you're like, ugh, what you want? But the person who you want to text you never texts. Or they're busy, blah, blah, blah. So that it's the same thing with that. Like, oh God, what does she want? Or what does he want? Like, yeah. Hi, how can I help you? You know what I mean? Like, so
hi.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Right.
I don't need your help.
Like, so I get it. Yeah. Again, we're not going to go back to
season one. Yeah, we're not going to go back to season one, but yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we can move on from there. I think we kind of already talked about that, but I had to bring that up because I saw that and I just think it's a little crazy. It kind of bothered me, her saying that, gonna give it up to anybody, but then to the dude that means something, you don't want to do anything. But all right, so let's move on to a little bit of controversy.
I love the C word.
Controversy.
Okay.
All right. I'm not saying this because we talked about this last episode, that black men don't cheat. But if you were to, and you
do
pass
what?
Out, if you were to cheat, we don't do that.
Black men don't cheat, so
it doesn't happen.
Black men don't cheat.
Get it right. Get it right. Get it right. So the question is, if you do have a side chick, do you tell her the truth about everything? Do you tell her I'm married or I have a girlfriend? Do you tell her all these things? Or do you lie? Do you say, I'm in a relationship, but it's complicated? Do you say, I'm not in a relationship, and let the chips fall where they may? What do you do? And this is a personal question for you. If you had that, because everybody does different things, but if you had that, even though you wouldn't because you don't cheat,
yeah.
If what you did.
I'm going to tell you, wow.
Yeah. Curate your answer correctly.
Okay. So if I was a black man who was cheating.
Yes. There you go.
Even though black men don't cheat.
Yep.
Do I tell the side joint that I got a girlfriend, a wife, fiance?
Yeah. Do you be honest with her or do you not? And let's put it in a little bit perspective. They will never see each other. This side chick lives in Connecticut.
Nah, I'm going to tell her. I'll tell her.
You're going to tell her.
As contradiction as it sounds.
Okay.
You got to tell her to give her the option. Like, you.
Some dudes don't do
it. I get it. They I mean, for me, option. If I was to cheat, even though black men don't cheat,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell her to give her that option. Like, listen, I got a situation. I'm not even going to sit here and act like I don't.
Okay.
And the reason why is because if you start dealing with somebody for X amount of time, you're going to start. Again, going back to expecting things. So you can start expecting to speak to somebody this amount of time. You see each other this amount of time. Y'all go out this amount of time. And if we decide we're going to start kicking it and I can only speak to you at night or I can only see you on the certain days of the week, then
it's going to be suspect.
Right. It's going to be like, yo, what about the other 5 days of the week? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So you kind of should put that out there. If you was gonna do that, I would say
you would something. Say I'm gonna let him know.
I will let her know.
I'll let her know. Now, with that question, what do you think of that woman that sleeps with other women's men? And be honest. What do I think
about the side chick?
What do you think about any side chick right now out this world? And make sure you say your answer correctly, brother. How do you feel about those women that sleep, that know? Now, you just said, I'm going to tell her. So she said, all right, I'm still messing with you. Respect level. How do you feel about them? Are they homewreckers? Listen, you're doing it anyway, but what do you think about them? Is it Beyonce, what she say? Dust to dust, side chick, what she say? Whatever she said, side chicks to dust or some shit like that. Do you not give a fuck about them? Like, what do you think? Do you think they're wrong? Knowing the situation. Let's say you're on the outside and you're watching somebody else.
Of course you're wrong. It's wrong. Like, there's no, you can't dodge the, it's wrong. It's absolutely
morally wrong.
It's morally wrong. It's wrong. But the flip side to that, that ain't her problem. I'm not the one who's married and I'm not the one with the kids. So,
but do you think she should have some type of alliance to another black woman? No. Do you think she should have some type of alliance to another black woman
absolutely
to not do
not.
This?
Absolutely.
No?
Not. No.
Don't matter. Fuck him.
If you're going to do, if you want to.
If he's doing it, that's your problem. That's your you should have got a different dude.
Right.
Type shit.
You picked him. And I picked him. So we picked him.
We picked him. We picked him.
So now it's a ussy.
We picked him. I mean, listen. I mean, I kind of dig you there. I'm like, yo, like, hey, that is that problem. I don't think she has any alliance to that woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I understand. That's a black woman. So you want to look out and do this, but it is what it is. Like,
I mean... I don't know, bro.
It's a funny situation.
It's a really funny situation.
It's a funny really situation because do you look at, you know what I'm saying? And then on the flip side, what do we look at for the guy? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For the dude.
It's always been a thing for generations how women are hoes.
Exactly.
But it's okay.
But then
for
the dude,
it's
he
okay.
Could be doing
yeah,
that.
Because he's a guy and it's not.
And he's
it's
sleeping stupid. With this dude. No, it's just, you know, it's, sleeping with this woman. No,
we're just as much as of a hoe as they are. I don't know who decided that it was okay for us to
society.
That was okay for us to do it. We're just as scummy as they are. It doesn't matter. Scum is scum. You're doing foul shit.
You're doing foul shit.
Doesn't matter if I'm a man or a woman. Why is your foul shit okay, but her foul shit is not? Why is that? That's just stupid. It's dumb.
So that brings me to the next question. Do you believe in karma? Do you think that if you do that, something is going to come back to you?
I don't believe that, bro. I believe if that's the case for everything that you do, there's a reaction to that. What is this only? So karma's only for the negative?
No, karma could be.
That's what I'm saying.
Too.
So
you can do have good karma.
All right. Like, so do you? Let me ask you a question. Do you worry about when you do? If you ever done anything, positive, do you worry about like, oh man, I hope something positive comes my way?
Okay. Yeah, no, because
no,
first
don't.
Of all, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
If you,
okay, that's what I'm saying. So if you done something negative in your life, are you worried about the karma or something?
Karma. No. To me,
that's what I'm asking. So you don't believe in karma then?
So I do, but I don't believe in karma in that situation. I think that a lot of the times that you got to look at.
Now, I'm going to tell you. let me
finish.
No. Hold on. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you that karma situation. Just give me a second here, brother. Just give me
a second. All right, go ahead.
It depends on how you think. Because you could think about karma coming in many ways. So say I did cheat, even though black men don't cheat.
Even though that don't happen.
So you telling me if I trip on the sidewalk and fall down and hit my knee, that was my karma because I was cheating?
You're right. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You're right. Some people believe that. Like, yo,
oh, I tripped over my shoelace. Oh, because I'm cheating.
Everything that happens bad is because of what you're doing. But
who?
I don't. I think.
So then, why do we do
about karma?
So then, why do we do bad things then?
What do you mean?
Meaning, if we're gonna worry about the karma, then why do we?
Then
do
we're
it
still in, doing it.
So
because we don't give a shit about the karma. We're
so
like,
then you don't believe in karma.
No, you could believe in it knowing some bad shit going to happen, but you don't give a fuck. You still.
Then you don't believe it's real then.
You outweighing your.
That's like saying, yo, if I take a hit of fentanyl right now, I could die.
You could, but you may not.
So you taking a hit of fentanyl?
Nah, I'm good.
Exactly.
There's certain shit that you're not going to do. There's certain shit. But I just look at it like this too. I'm like, even past the whole karma thing, like I feel like. It ain't bad. You don't know. And that's one thing. You don't know why that person is cheating. I understand cheating is bad.
Be careful.
I know. I understand cheating is bad. But you don't know why that person is cheating.
It's always two sides.
There's always two sides. You don't know why they're doing what they're doing. And there could be reasons, and some people say there's never a reason.
There's never
a reason to cheat. But do you believe that? There's never a reason to cheat. I don't believe that. I believe that there could be.
I believe it could be.
I believe that there really could be. There could be thousands of reasons why a person would actually go do what they're about to go do, knowing it's wrong, and that goes with anything in life. You may do something, you're like, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but you may be doing this because you feel that's the only way you can get through this. That's not making it right. But I'm just saying, like, that don't. So for me, that's why I come with the karma saying, just because you're doing that doesn't mean, I know this is going to sound crazy, but if you're cheating for the right reasons, then you could be okay.
Wait.
Or you do what I call respectful cheating.
Respectful cheating.
Yeah. Okay. So let's explain what respectful cheating.
Please explain to them because I don't even know what to
get a divorce.
Oh
bro.
My
fucking with you.
God. All right.
Fucking with these.
All right. Cops. Okay. This might be the last one.
Yeah. This one. To me,
I might come on here with a eulogy.
Me respectful right here. Cheating is different. Respectful cheating is, first of all, never letting your significant other know about it, right? If you care, there's
levels of cheating, I'm sure.
Yeah, you should never know. And I'm not the fucking guru on what the levels are either.
Because you don't cheat.
So what I'm saying is that there's levels and there's respectful cheating. Respect is not letting that person know. If I find out that you're cheating on me, that means you don't give a shit. You don't care nothing about my feelings. You don't care. You should be doing everything in your power to make sure that I don't find out.
No, you're not. You're supposed to do everything in your power to fix not your relationship. Not
to fix the relationship.
Hide the cheating, but again, bro.
We just said that there could be reasons why that person, this, whoever they are.
Listen, for all you cheaters out there.
Talk to them. This does not make me a cheater. I'm just saying.
I don't know how y'all do it.
I'm playing devil's advocate here. So please don't label me and put me as the cheater. Put under right under here, cheater. No. I'm just playing devil's advocate. But go ahead. What you was going to say about
that? No, I'm just saying that cheating shit sounds like a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of work. That's number one. It sounds like a lot of work. It sounds like going, doing this, doing that. Sound like a lot of money, too. And we talked about money. Ain't trying to spend all that
goddamn money. So he ain't got to work.
I'm broke. Maybe I'm broke. You ain't got to worry about me cheating. Nobody want no broke ass motherfucker.
I ain't got nothing to give to nobody.
I ain't got shit. Sorry. All right, but anyway, so back to the same question. We're not lying. If you were to cheat, you're telling the side chick the truth. I agree. If I was to ever do that, which I wouldn't, I would tell the side chick the truth. This is what it is, because to me, that's when you get fucked. That's when people start showing up to your house and doing all crazy shit like that. And we talked about that shit. Are women crazy, or is it men that make women crazy?
Men make women
crazy. Men make women crazy.
I'm going to stick with that.
Men make women crazy. You motherfuckers act a certain way, and that's why they start bugging out. Tell them the truth. If you tell them the truth, then like you said, they have the choice to stay or go. It's on you. Well, yeah, and if she want to stay, then she's going to stay. Now, she stays. She knows your situation, but now she want more. Or she's wild. She starts, I was trying to call you yesterday, and you ain't pick up. I was trying to do this, and you ain't pick up. What do you say then?
Hey, that's what happens when you get in, because you're always at a disadvantage.
Always.
Regardless if you think you have the upper hand because you got quote unquote two joints, you always at a disadvantage because one, you have to be on your P's and Q's all the time.
Yep.
That's one. Because you can't mess up home.
That's right.
Then you still got to appease this joint because you don't know what she knows, because these women,
there's too much anxiety, man.
They smart.
And I don't know if this is old age talking.
Listen, bro. That's because we're not built like that no more.
It's too much, yo. Like, holy Jesus. Then you got to worry about them showing up. You got to worry. You got to vet.
Then you got to
work. You got to vet.
You definitely got to vet them. You got to vet them.
You fuck around and don't
vet. You fuck around and don't vet somebody. And I don't know, this vetting means, for people who don't know, means you got to do your info, do your research, around. That's called vetting.
Go back on that Instagram. Yes. Go back Facebook.
66 weeks ago.
Don't mistakenly like some
don't shit. Play it right. Don't play yourself, but go back 66 weeks and see how she looked,
yep,
how she was moving in her videos, yep, what kind of clothes she was wearing, what kind of person, yep, she was wearing, what kind, yep, of shoes she was wearing, what kind of, yep, car she was driving, yep, where she lived, yep, what kind of food she eating,
yep,
how her nails look, how her hair is done.
All of it.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm telling why I preach that shit to y'all, because once you become a side nigga, or because you are a side nigga, yep, just because she's, yep, the side chick, you are a side nigga, my man.
That's right.
Understand, mm-hmm, side nigga rules, side nigga things. You will now be her sponsor. You get the pussy, but you are now her sponsor.
It's damn right.
Everything she wants, right, you're going to get. Why? Because you don't want to lose that, and you don't, yep, want her to fuck shit up. So now she went from what Cardi say, coach bags or whatever, some new song, something about who wears coach bags. Yeah, she went from coach bags to Chanel, my man.
Just because of that.
Just
and now you stuck.
Now you stuck.
You stuck. You ever see those things where they turn the light on and then she taking a picture of him? He turned the light off. Like, what the fuck you doing? Right. But you don't think she got pictures of you? You spending
think,
the night?
You nigga, chilling? you think you fell asleep first and she ain't got no evidence, my man? Check it out, bro.
You gotta vet him.
So if you're gonna do that.
That's why you don't fuck with them young ones, too.
No, stop.
What?
Stop. You think these older joints ain't looking at what these young joints is getting?
Yes.
Yeah, you might want to pump your brakes.
I still feel like you catch the older women.
Listen, my man.
You're right. Because some of these older women are on their bullshit too. But I'm just saying that some of these, if you catch the right older woman that don't want the drama, that don't want the bullshit, she just looking for a good time. But you're right. Like, she might. Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
You're right.
They might check this out.
On they dumb shit.
Listen,
too.
Who you think she going to pick? The dude that says, what you doing tonight? Or the dude says, pack your bags. We out tomorrow. Who's she picking?
Yeah.
You think it doesn't matter if she's 22 or 42? Yeah. Why does it matter? You think the 42-year-old chick gonna say, oh, nah? Or the 42-year-old woman gonna be like, oh, nah, we can do dinner? No, nigga, she's on that jet, my boy.
Yeah,
you So it doesn't matter how old she is now, bro. Because these dudes are out here, they willing to do that. And that's, again, this is what it is. We speaking real facts. Like, you think, if you really think that you are now gonna have a side joint and you not gonna be spending bread, you not gonna be sponsoring her, you not gonna be doing what she wants you to do, you're wilding. You better go get a third
if you find
bank account. Yours?
Go get a third
joint
bank
account you have with your wife, your bank account, and your side joint bank account. Yeah, because Cash App's about to be ringing off, my man.
That is too much.
Venmo is life, my man. Zelly. Get used to it. The fuck are we talking about? I can't.
It's too much. Too much.
I'm good, bro.
Stress.
I can't do it.
Too much fucking stress.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm good. Now, check this out. So funny that we're saying that. I got something to ask you.
Go ahead.
How do you feel about older women dating younger guys? So I'm going to give you, I don't know if you heard about it.
Yep, I'm glad you brought this up.
You got your boy Drake, allegedly. Drake, who's going to be 40, I think, next year, or 38, 39, who's allegedly dating Lotto's 22-year-old sister.
Okay.
Then we have Drea.
That's dating. That's 22-year-old.
Yes. Well, dating, they have pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant. With,
Jalen Green. 22-year-old superstar. Boy's an animal. I fucks with him. I like him a lot, actually. He's a good player. But, yeah, he's going to get the bag. So, my question to you is, how do you feel about that?
This was a long conversation. So,
You already had this conversation.
We had this conversation. I don't see no problem in it.
Wait, who'd you have this conversation
with? Crystal.
Okay.
With Crystal.
Who's Crystal?
Crystal, my wife.
Oh, okay. All right. Because black men don't cheat.
Thank you. No, but seriously, all jokes aside, we had this conversation and she feels that.
She trapped him?
Yeah, she feels like that it's predatory. That's what she said.
It is predatory.
No, it's
but
not.
Hold on.
And this is what the argument
was. All right, go ahead.
I do not feel that it is predatory. I feel like, first of all, it's predatory if a man does it to a woman, then we're looking at him like, oh, you's a creep. But then when the woman does it to the man, then it ain't no problem. My thing is, love is love. If that's what they want and that's where they want to be, that's where they want to be. It's to me, if they was too young, we talking 15, 6, that's different. But this is a grown man.
All right, hold on. This
is a grown man. He's making his own decisions of what he wants to do.
Yes.
And it was made to seem like Drea is
the predator. No, don't say that.
I'm telling you, this is what the argument was.
She
was saying like, Drea was, she's looking for him. Then she went, try to get pregnant real quick. And she's going to manipulate him and all this shit. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it to the level. What I will say about that situation. I say it's predatorial on the spectrum of, if he wasn't who he was, would she be with him? Absolutely not. Hold on.
But that's the circle she's with.
Okay. Hold on, bro.
Go ahead.
Right. That's not the circle she's with. She's not a basketball player.
No, but she's a social media influencer. But she's got money. She's in that circle
She's not in that circle.
How she meet him? Is she not in that circle? She didn't hit it.
I don't think she's in that. She's not in that circle, bro. She may be in a circle that affiliates with that kind of caliber of people, but she's not in his. What I'm telling you,
okay, go ahead.
She's not in that circle.
Go ahead.
However, it don't matter. I don't really care. What I'm saying is, if he wasn't who he was, would they have ever linked? If she was walking down Rodeo Drive in fucking L.A., and he was walking down with his man, you telling me that she would not? Exactly. Yeah. So that's my, hold on. That's my theory of the predator. I'm not saying that she targeted him because he's going to get the bag. It's predatorial because she does know who he is. However,
so you say
wait.
I just want to get this right. No.
Let me
finish. Because of money.
Wait, hold on. Because
of money.
Give me a second. All
right, go ahead.
It's predatorial on him too, because he's a young little thug. Young boy out there, and he got him an older joint. So is that predatory in theory? Yes, because he preyed on an old joint. I'm a young boy. I know I got money. I know I'm famous. Mm-hmm. She knows I'm famous. Mm-hmm. She knows I'm handsome. She looks good. What's up? So he kind of used it to his advantage, his stature. So I do think it's predatory on both ends. I don't think it's where we need to worry about, you know, she trapped him. Let me tell you. Give me a second, because I'm gonna let you rock. You know, you gave me a couple, 3-4
minutes. Yeah, no. Go ahead. Talk to him.
No 39-year-old woman is gonna let a 22-year-old kid, he's a kid, let's be honest, trap her. She knew what the fuck she was doing, and he knew what the fuck he was doing.
That's a fact.
So let's not play. Let's not act like.
So you're saying that people are saying that the 22, that Jalen trapped her. That's what people are saying?
No, I'm saying, what I'm saying is this wasn't a trapping.
Because it's both sides. Right. Some people saying that this trapped, some saying that she trapped, some that he trapped.
Whoever, they trapped each other. He got money. She know who the fuck she is. So whatever. Here's my thing, though. She's 40 years old. 40 whatever she is.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Like, 20 years from now, you're going to be 60-something years old with a 20-something. And he's going to be 40-something. So
he's going to be out
there. Right.
You think it's going to last?
So I don't think that's my... That was my whole... My whole theory about the whole thing was like, what is the benefit behind this? What is the chances of them surviving? He's 22 and a millionaire. She's in her 40s.
Yeah, they haven't gonna start looking.
First of all, what the fuck are y'all talking about? What can y'all possibly have?
There's nothing in common
right.
that y'all
so
have.
I don't again. I, that's why I say this whole situation was
but
on
what
both
they
ends.
Do, I guess, have a again, this goes back to their circle, and this is who they're with. I feel like they do have something in common because they are in the same circle. Again, are you saying that they're not in the circle?
I don't agree with that, bro.
Are you saying they're not in the circle because of their age?
No. I'm saying they're not in the same circle. They're just not.
So this was one of the things that we were saying was that Drea, right? Mm-hmm. She's still in the clubs. 40 years old. She's still out there in the clubs. She's still doing that. He's 22. He's still in the clubs. They in the same fucking circle. They're still doing that.
I mean,
Instagram models are still in the club.
I get
still wilding, still doing this, still staying up in the middle of the night, doing all of that. You're not going to get one. I'm not in the clubs anymore. So you're not going to get me and see me in there. But for her and him, they're going to be together. They're going to be in there. God damn. I didn't hear all of that. Yo, they turning up over there. Y'all don't understand. But anyway, but seriously, like, I feel like they are still in that same circle, bro. They're still in that same circle. So that's what they'll have in common.
I mean, okay, I get. If you running with the club scene as the circle, then okay, I guess. Because where else would they be at?
That's a fact.
Where else would they... I guess if that's considered the circle, then okay.
I think
bro.
That they will.
I don't see him. He's 22. She's old enough to be his mother. So I don't know what circle they would be in together. I guess, like you said, besides showing up in the same spot. All right, fine.
My problem is bringing children into the world, and
that's my whole thing.
You don't know what's gonna happen. Like, how long they been together?
A year, I think.
And y'all, like, come on, man. Now that to me. Is Drea's fault. That's her fault. Like, you're old enough to know, you know what?
So is that not predatory, though?
I don't think that's... you know what? In that case, I guess, because she's trying to get pregnant to get that bag. but predatory in the sense of trying to get the money.
Okay, so it was predatory more, then, bro.
No, but it the way it was presented to me was it's predatory because of the age. Like, she's a creep for wanting to do that. Like we would say to a man, if a man is with a woman that's 20 years younger.
Well, it's still creep. It, regardless.
For the money, I feel like it's different. I feel like, it's the money. That's different. Everybody trying to get their back.
I mean, regardless I wouldn't how you look at it.
Creep.
Why?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's a cougar?
She's a cougar.
So she, okay.
But either way, I just think you shouldn't be bringing no kids in the world.
Nah.
The mistake was made, and where her being 40 and her age should have been like, oh, nah, this is not a good idea. Let's wait on that. Let's make sure that we want to be, because what's going to happen in a year? You now pregnant, got a 1-year-old, 2-year-old with a divorced relationship?
Yeah.
But she got the money, so she don't give a fuck.
Or what
and
about
that be the problem? Is that all she cares about?
But then on the
that's just her as a fucked up person. That's not predatory. That's not nothing. You're a fucked up person if you're just going to bring this kid in the world to secure your bag and have this kid without a father.
And well, a father that's a traveling father, because you're a professional basketball player.
Yeah.
You could get traded next year to fucking wherever.
But we're sticking with the fact that they may not be together.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's what.
Fucked up.
So again, we go back to she's a predator, bro. Mm-hmm. So it's not, what we're doing again is almost like we were saying earlier, how we separate guys from being hoes. Oh, uh-huh. Only women could be hoes, but men aren't. Well, why can't she be a predator, bro? She's fucking predator.
I don't think neither one of them.
They're both predators, bro.
That's what I don't
They're think. Both predators. She's a cougar. Just because we labeled it an older woman like a young man, we gave it a slang terminology, doesn't mean that it's not creepy. Why are you at 47 fucking with somebody who's 23?
And I believe it's because
it's fine. I get it. It's cool.
I believe it's because of the circle, the type of 40-year-old she is. She's in the club. She's doing this. That's what she does. Now, it's different if this is a homebody that's not doing nothing. That's where they probably met, in the fucking club.
Bro, my whole thing is, you telling me right now, and I don't know her per se, mm-hmm. So I'm just saying hypothetically, that she can bring him home and say, hi, everybody, this is my boyfriend?
I mean,
you know, and everybody's going to look like, oh, this. We didn't know you had a son. Where did he come? You hid a son from us all these years?
Nah, this is my boyfriend. Right, No. This is my baby's father.
This is the dad? Wait, what? That's what I'm saying. There's so many dynamics to that, I don't know. Did y'all get caught in the moment? You know what I'm saying? Y'all was in the club. She looked good. Y'all was drunk, and
it just happened.
And it happened. And now she was like, "Well,
I don't believe in that. I don't believe it just happened. I don't believe that at all. Anyone, and this is changing the topic. I don't believe anyone can say it just happened. Everybody knows what the fuck they're doing. You know what you're doing. Stop the bullshit. People know what they're doing with that. Oh, it just happened, and oh, I just decided not to put on a condom. The fuck out of here. You know what you did. That's bullshit. Anybody that says that, I don't give a shit. How drunk you are, how whatever, you know what the fuck you're doing. So
it's a fact.
You know. All right. Drea, Jalen,
good luck. God bless. Good luck and God bless.
Good luck.
We'll watch your kids grow up on social media like everybody else's celebrities' knows, kids. So cool. We get this.
Giving them complexes. Yo, yo. And all types
hold on.
Of
hold
up
hold,
shit.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Did you
talk to him?
You know Kanye. You know North has an album coming out.
I do know about that.
Do you know the name of the album?
My bestie is my Westie, no, or whatever that shit is.
Do you know the name of the album?
Nah, what's the name?
Elementary Dropout.
Elementary. Oh, because he's trying to do Dropout
college,
for him.
College
Dropout.
Relax.
I think it's all corny.
Come on.
I mean,
calm down. Like,
all right, so I think I'm on the opposite side of this. I'm on the opposite side.
Oh,
I got to play devil's advocate.
Yes, yes.
Because you know I'm a Kanye lover.
Yes.
I feel like Kanye does shit purposely. He knows that album is trash and it's not going to do, but he knows.
He got one song on the bill.
But he knows for a fact that the sheep will buy anything.
Of course.
And that's what I love about
him.
He knows the sheep will buy anything. I could literally have my 7-year-old. How old is she? 7? 9, I guess 10, whatever. I could have my 7-year-old get on the album and say, Westie is my bestie and bestie is my Westie, and you stupid motherfuckers will go make her go platinum. He don't need the money, but I just want to do it just because I know I can.
Yo, my boy.
I respect it.
I just think I don't care. Let me just put this out there. I'm speaking on it because this is what we do. This is a platform. We speak on everything. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You raise your children how you raise your children. Mm-hmm. I'm a father, so I'm never going to judge anybody how they're parenting.
Okay.
You do what you do. I do what I do. It's just, I don't care. I don't need to hear about it, bro. Why do we need?
I don't care.
Like, okay. He arguing with Adidas again.
That's what they do.
He calling effing Drake and all. And then he's going to go away for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months.
That's right.
And come back out and wild out. And we're all going to be hype. Oh, Kanye's back. And he's going to put out some music. We are sheep.
We are. And that's what the problem is. The sheep are going to follow. And I think he knows that. He went up against some big boys. That you gotta respect.
I
mean, listen, that.
I give. He went I, up yo, against he some told, big boys. He told us the DDC, the Adidas CEO, fuck off, bro.
Fuck off.
Basically, fuck off.
You're gonna need me. You can do whatever you want. You can. Your ass will be back here. And they came right the fuck back with stocks full of Yeezys. Stocks. What are we gonna do?
They lost so much money. Bro. They say they had warehouses.
Because they wouldn't sell it until they said they knew it.
And phone.
He said that on whose show? He said that he was like, they can't do nothing to me, and they tried. But people like him, they don't like that.
I'm cool with him as certain who he is. I just don't need all the other I'm cool with him as a man defending what he's developed.
A black man.
But I don't need the nonsense with your kids and your ex-wife and your new wife, and she's out in a Claire shopping bag. And I don't need that, bro. I love the passion that you said, Adidas. Fuck you.
That's what
we're talking. You're a $1 trillion and I'm a billionaire.
Kanye, we missed that.
That's what we need, Kanye. We need that shit.
President Bush doesn't care about black people, Kanye. That's who we miss. That's who we want.
We miss the Taylor Swift. You're not better than Beyonce. You're not.
Yo, you know how.
They come out. Let's think about how all the shit that Kanye's done over the years.
Uh-huh.
It's been some real shit.
And that's why motherfuckers loved him, because it was always on some real shit. Like, he just told you the truth. Like he said, I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me.
He don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck. I'm just telling the truth.
Went on Sway in the morning and cooked them. Remember that?
You don't have the answer, Sway.
Shoot him up.
You don't have the answer, Sway.
Shoot his ass the fuck up. He don't.
We miss you, Kanye.
Come back.
Always. Hold on. You always got my support. See? You always got my support. You always got my support, Kanye. I tell you that right now, bro. You always got my support, no matter fucking what you do, no matter what happens. You got my fucking support, bro. That's over here. I'm telling you right now. I'm here for it, brother.
The family drama, I don't need.
You don't need that.
But the business beef, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. You checking these corporate? I'm here for all this shit. I'm here for it all.
Right, so let's move on. I got a question for you.
Yes.
All right, so this question was put in one of my group chats. I don't remember this one, which one, but let me tell you what the scenario is, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, you out.
Yes, that goes to show you.
Hold on. Let me finish.
This is a different kind of drink. We've never finished our drinks
before the time was up.
We always
did. That's because it tastes like juice.
That's not over here, my boy. Pass a little swiggle.
That tastes like juice. That's why. We're going to be in here lit the boot up. But anyway, all right. So while you pouring, pour me some too. This is how it goes.
I'm going to pour too much, bro, because we
still
got to be responsible.
Yeah. You lend, and I don't want to say me.
Okay.
You lend a friend $3,000.
Okay.
$3,000. Here you go, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. Well, not damn.
All right. What?
No, because I don't want to mess your thought up, but then I don't want to forget my thought either.
Go ahead.
I'm going to remember. Go ahead. So I lent you three bands.
Not me. Let's say anybody else.
Okay.
You lent a friend.
Okay.
Right? I don't want to say me. But when, you lend a friend $3,000, right? Okay. They got the $3,000.
Okay.
It's now been months. You've been asking them for their money back. Like, yo, what's good with it? They're like, oh, I don't have it. I don't have it right yet. You know, you're getting a little mad because it's like, yo, you said you're going to give it to me last week or something. You didn't give it to me. What's going on? Then they say, listen, I don't have the $3,000. Like, things are bad right now. I don't have it, but I got $500 for you, right? So you like, you a little strapped for cash. You like, all right, give me, run me that $500. So run me that $500. Instead, right, they go to send you the $500, and by mistake, they send you $5,000.
And it goes through.
It goes through. You wake up in the morning, you wake up to
73. Oh, I'm sending them $2,000.
Hold on. Oh. You wake up to 73 calls, 20 text messages, right? And they're like, yo.
My bad.
I need
you to send me the $4,500 back.
I need you to send me the money back.
You need to send $4,500 back out of the 500.
Send me 45 back right now. I needed that money. Whatever, it was a mistake. What are you sending back? Are you A? Let's go through it. Let's go through what it is.
Woo! Because this right here, go ahead.
Number one.
Yes.
Do you send $4,500 back? Number two. Do you take your $3,000 or do you keep the whole $5,000? So are you just going to send back $4,500?
You tax them $2,000?
Are you sending
interest
back?
Interest two bands?
Interest?
We got to fight, my man. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, you talk about you fighting the friend that you owe the money. You sent it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I sent you that $5,000. Me and you got a scrap. You about to tell me, yo, you lent me $3,000.
But now I lend you $3,000. You tell me you don't got it.
And then, so you lied.
And you lied.
You lied.
And you sent me $5,000. So now do
but
you send
saying
back
you
45?
Didn't lie because you need that money for something. So in theory, I didn't lie. I have $500 for you because I got to pay $4,500 in back rent.
Okay. Whatever.
So, but they never tell you what it is. They just sent you the money by mistake. So you're asking me. You're asking me. Am I sending back $4,500? Am I keeping the whole
Or you
stack,
send it back 2,000?
Or I'm sending back two bands. I'm sending back two bands.
You sending back
two bands.
Keeping the three.
I'm keeping
the three. Even if the dude is like, yo.
I don't give a fuck.
Yo, dude, I need that. Like you just said, this was my rent.
I don't care. But this also goes to, I got two rebuttals to this.
Okay, go ahead.
One, and this is not really a rebuttal. Well, it is a rebuttal, and you've heard it before because we've grown up on it. You never lend money that you don't expect back.
That's right. That's a fact.
That's a fact. Fact.
Don't.
And this is for everybody. We do have subscribers from other countries, other states, other. Uh-huh. I don't know how y'all grew up, but I grew up and he grew up, and most, I think this might be a grown up black. You do not lend out money that you expect to get back.
Nope.
If you think that you're getting it back, you're probably not getting
it back. You're not.
And as crazy as that sounds, it kind of is. However, you got to know your people.
Who you lending this
if
money
to? If this guy right here said to me, yo, Fresh, I need $3,000 right now. Don't ask me no questions. $3,000.
There you go.
And then that's it. Mm-hmm. And if he sends it to me in 6 months, cool. And if he sends it to me in 6 years, cool. I'm never gonna ask him, yo, where's the money at? So it depends on the level.
That's why I didn't want to bring me in.
Right.
I just want
right.
to say
so,
a friend.
No.
A friend.
No.
I need my three bands.
I need my three bands.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I might keep the whole. I don't know what.
Nah,
I'm
see,
you, do.
We got to fight because now you're wilding. You're wilding.
Nah, you're wilding.
I am wilding
because
now
you lied.
Okay, fine.
You
I did
told
lie.
You didn't have no money.
So you taxing me, nigga? The IRS doesn't even tax $2,000. Who the fuck are you? We got to fight, bro. We gonna fight.
And you really don't got to give it back. It's Zelle. It's done.
I dispute it. It don't matter, fam. You gonna get. Regardless, either. You're not that kind
I'm
of
not that kind of dude. I would give you
at
that.
All.
You're
gonna take the $500.
I'm gonna take the $500 and send you back your
$45. Yes, you are.
Because I'm worried what's going on in your life. I don't know. And I'm the boo boo the fool type nigga.
Yeah,
that's gonna allow that shit to happen.
Nigga,
and then
you
never
have
see
five
my goddamn
bands.
Money. That's the truth. What
my
I'm telling you now is I would take the $3,000, but I know myself. I'd take the $500 and send it back.
The problem,
like, yo, bro, can we at least get a payment plan going here? Like, what the fuck?
I'm gonna tell you what the problem will be with me. You was comfortable enough to ask me for the money, but you're not comfortable
to give the money back.
Well, or to tell me why you need the money.
Yeah.
if you told me like, yo, bro, I need three bins. Don't ask me. I'm going to get the money back to you. It's going to take a little minute.
Mm-hmm. Now you're giving me the
choice. Right. You're giving me the
choice to say yes, no, whatever. But you didn't give me
that option. So
My thing is, why not tell? Like, you should have told me, especially when I'm asking, you should have been like, hey, I don't have the money because of this. If it's just like, yo, I don't have
communication.
The money, I don't have it because.
But that's also a male. But it's also a male ego.
That too. Yeah.
Because I'm pride and ego. I don't let you know I'm behind on my rent.
But that's crazy, but because you ain't got no problem with asking me for the money.
Yes.
And, so and, fuck your pride and rent.
But see, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. See, this conversation is so crazy. Because if you tell me that you behind $45 on rent, nigga, what the fuck was you doing? Because you work every day.
Yep.
And nigga, we was just at such and such bar buying drinks and rounds and shit. How you at the bar buying rounds? You ain't pay your rent, mama. That's right. So that's a whole nother. So now I'm wilding because I'm your man because you're irresponsible fucking asshole. Now you're putting me in a fucked up position
because
you're asking me for the money, and now you need the money, and now I need my. So
yeah.
So now this could
it can spiral. It can whole spiral. But either way, you give it back.
You getting the 2,000. I'm keeping my
2,000. No matter what,
three bands back. Yeah.
No matter what, right there. That's my money. I'm sorry.
You either gonna respect me.
I don't care what your problem is. It's not my problem. What your issue is. That's a wrap.
It's not my problem.
Friendship over. Obviously,
you choose to. I'm not ending the friendship,
but I'm telling you, I'm keeping.
I'm telling you, I'm taking the money that I gave you, lent you,
and I'm taking it now.
I'm taking it back. If you want to feel like I'm a fucked up person, don't want
to. Dude, I'm about to get kicked out of my crib. I'm about to get kicked out of my crib. I need that money back.
I don't know what to tell you, bro. Come then, cool. I'll let you come crash at my crib then.
You could come crash, yeah, but that 3,000 is staying.
Yeah, you need a week to figure it out. Shit. 2 weeks, cool.
Hey.
But just make sure when you come to the crib with food, you make sure you bring some food for your boy too. Don't play yourself. Don't think that because you're staying here, it's free.
It's not free.
You better. You bought a bottle.
Yeah,
that's for us.
And I gave you back $2,000, so you got $2,000.
Yo, what are we talking about?
And you don't have an apartment no more, so that $2,000 is your $2,000. bro, let's finish this off. We might as well just go ahead and finish this off. Finish this off real quick. That's some good stuff right there. That's that good stuff right there. All right. I don't think I got any more topics.
I got one more topic for us.
Talk to me. Let's go.
This is a little grown up black. So you can hit it. You can hit it. This is a little. I know it. You know. America's
grown up wild black. Segment. Let's go.
We ain't been here for a second.
I know y'all missed that game.
I was on IG.
Okay.
And somebody posted up throwback. How we used to party back in the day. And they posted up. Wait for it. The old school Jamaican parties.
No. You got to call it what it is.
It's called a Boschmint. What are we talking about?
Boschmint.
Now, here's the thing.
Stop banging on the damn furnace. Boschmint. You got to hit the walls like that, remember? You hit the walls.
Now, listen. For us out there, for us old heads.
Uh-huh.
What was the most? I check this out, bro. Let me ask you a question. What's the worst thing that could have happened to you back in the day if you was whining on a girl?
Uh huh.
What's the worst thing possible that could happen to you?
While I'm whining.
While
on
While you're whining on.
She walked the fuck away.
No.
So what you mean?
What's the worst thing? Everybody's like, oh, why are they laughing at you?
Because I can't whine.
Or.
Well, I can't go as low.
Yes.
I can't go as low. You start going down. She start going down.
Or you hit the floor. You hit the floor.
I've hit the floor. Bang, straight to the floor.
Everybody's laughing.
Everybody's laughing.
These kids don't know about that. They don't know about putting a hole in somebody's basement wall and niggas moving furniture that was not there.
Put a wall from banging it. Put a wall from your back going into it.
Oh my God. What are we talking about, bro?
Dude. These kids don't know nothing about
it. I don't even know if they party. I don't even know if they know how to party.
They party on virtual.
What are they doing?
Fortnite and shit. They don't have fucking parties. Like,
yo, bro. We used to have.
That's so crazy because I have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, and the only parties they don't go to parties. Like they don't have. They'll go to the mall. They'll go to that. We were having parties. We're
going to the 15, movie, 16. Right.
Like let's turn this up.
Yes. Because we all knew whose parents worked late.
That's right.
So we knew whose basement was available. We knew whose basement was available.
Yeah, we used to turn that shit up. That's a real grown-up bro. Black. That's a real grown-up.
Nothing like Nassau County coming.
Shutting that bitch. Diddy
because
that.
Of neighbors, because everybody's on the block. Oh, my gosh.
And you Naki know what's crazy?
Remember Nakisaki?
Dude.
Jamrock. Yo, this is for all us old head Long Island. Nakisaki and Jamrock.
Had the different clubs. The different area had the hip-hop area. Remember that? Yes. The Jamaican area. Right there in that parking lot.
Oh, right in the VIM parking lot.
VIM parking lot.
Where you used to cross street from Taste the Honey. Used to be back.
Whoa.
Ah, we about to. Whoa. Y'all don't understand. We about to. Yo, you know what?
Yo,
we need to bring a Long Island segment.
The Taste of Honey. The Taste of Honey. That is a
full
real
terrace. Heights.
That's a Parkside, real Long Island Nassau
Martin
County
King
move right there.
Drive women. All them women was
bullet
from the
holes.
Town. And it's listen, and this is what we loved.
Marks,
we loved. Oh my
should
God.
Be we packed.
Loved it. We loved
we need
it.
The taste back.
We need
the taste back. Whoever owned the taste, bring that shit
what
back.
What are you talking about?
That was a
yes.
Spot.
Y'all need to understand. I don't think they understand. There was a strip club in the middle of Hempstead.
In the middle of Hempstead.
Literally in the No. In the middle.
Literally. In the middle of the hub.
5 minutes from each town or each hood, however you want to. Got your man Terrace right there. 5 minutes away. The Heights is over here. You got Yale. You got, yo, bro.
You had everything.
Everything.
Man. All fetishes. You had the
Watch your mouth.
Little people. You had the big girls. Man, the real, real big girls. You had them. They
white girls from
everything.
East Meadow.
White girls.
Everything.
Everything you had in the
yo,
taste.
Yo,
bring the taste
yo,
back.
Everybody, yo, if you from the town and you watch us, you got to comment. You got, there's no way. Yo, comment. Comment,
taste of honey.
Yeah. Comment, yeah.
Comment
taste of honey.
T-O-H. Yeah, taste of honey.
Comment T-O-H if you know about
if you
taste
know
of
about
honey,
that, because that joint was dope. That joint.
Yo,
was dope.
Man. Taste we of gonna, honey. Yo, listen, y'all, we going to walk y'all through. Yo, we got to walk. What we going
to
do?
We need to do
a walkthrough of 20s, 30s, 40s.
Of
where we are right
there.
Now. From motorcycles to vacation.
Yo, that's a good idea,
everything,
man.
Bro.
From,
we
from
gonna walk y'all
20, 30s, yes, 40s.
We gonna walk we y'all go. Through how life was, bro.
That's right.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna give you a little pointer. Mm-hmm. I mean, a little crumb.
Mm-hmm.
I blew $25,000 in 2 years. I'll tell you that story.
Holy shit!
I blew $25,000 in like 2 to 3 years.
What the fuck was you doing?
Crazy.
We gotta talk about that. Crazy. We gotta talk about
and
that.
I was like,
talk
I
about
was like
that.
24 years old, bro.
We gotta have to talk about that. We definitely gonna have to bring that up.
Get it, yo. Have him, man. Have him
listen, like, let's not go into it. Let's not go into
I
want to
talk about
because we have to end this episode. So let's not go into it. But we definitely need to talk about that.
Yeah.
$25,000 in 2 years.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
Yeah, listen,
a lot of stupid. Listen,
but
all right,
it
all right.
Like a good damn
hold
time.
On. It was well. Let me do a little preflex. It wasn't like I just blew 25 cash.
No.
I made a quite a few responsible purchases.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of
dumb
irresponsible
purchases. All right.
We love y'all.
What I need y'all to do right now is like,
please.
Share,
uh-huh.
Subscribe,
okay.
Comment.
Oh, yeah.
All of those
please,
things
all of that.
That helps us out yes. with this podcast,
yo,
baby.
Y'all understand? So it's about to get real. We say this all the time, but we feel it. We feel the
listen,
way that the love is coming.
The love is coming. Let
crazy.
Me tell y'all right now.
Please.
I want to thank y'all, yo, because the love is coming. The phone calls, the comments. Y'all really digging the show.
Yo,
we love
it. It's almost like we're married to them.
Yeah.
They expect. We'll go back to
They expect us to.
Let me tell you. See, this is why you got to listen. This is why we got to end this array. This is why you got to watch, because you never look how it, look how it just revolves. You don't know how
it's gonna manifest. It wilds
out.
Wow,
y'all in here bugging to see us, and we expect to see y'all. We love y'all. Appreciate
listen,
y'all.
Listen, we love y'all. Appreciate I want y'all to know that, man. We love y'all. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Listen, this is the Super Fresh Experience.
Love you,
yo.
Bro.
Good looking for being who y'all are and just supporting us. We love
it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We love y'all.
We love y'all.
Peace.
Peace.